Weekdays at 3 on your home for Cleveland Browns football. ESPN 850 WKNR, Cleveland.
I don't like to talk about the past a lot, but I think we have to understand where we've been and where we're trying to get to and just how much work it's going to take to get there. If you continue to work hard, it gives you the best opportunity. It doesn't mean you're going to win. It just means it gives you an opportunity. But now we feel that we have a better roster. I feel like we've made huge jumps and strides on defense. I think we're making huge strides on offense, and now we got to go try to take this to the next level.
This is the Coach Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
The University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network on ESPN 850 WKNR is brought to you by thelandondemand.com. Full show podcasts, classic segments from WKNR history, and a live video feed from inside the studio available now. Go to thelandondemand.com for more details, including a special military discount. That's thelandondemand.com.
Here are your hosts, Ken Carmen and Nathan Zagura.
Welcome to the Hugh Jackson Show here in Berea. Nathan Zagura alongside Gerard Cherry filling in for the sick Ken Carmen tonight. Gerard, how are you?
I am doing well, Nate Dog. How are you, my man?
I am great. It is good to be with you here. Coming up on today's show, we'll have the head coach here, Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. Also, Ken will sit down with Browns tight end Seth Duval. We'll go around the league. We'll talk a little fantasy football. We have a special message from a Northeast Ohio high school legend as well. So a lot to get to, but let's start things off with what's trending. And Gerard, before we get into anything Browns related, I know that you and I have noticed over here on the TV in the studio the return of Tiger Woods today, Gerard.
Yeah, 3 under, what, 8th place right now? Very impressive return. So hopefully for the golf's sake, he can make a major comeback.
I love it. I loved it. I was excited about it. I wanted to see him look good. He did look good. And now my head has immediately gone to hoping that some Sunday coming up soon at Augusta, Georgia, you will see in the final pairing Tiger and either Spieth or Dustin Johnson or Justin Thomas or Ricky Fowler. I just want to see one last Sunday at Augusta.
Return to form, exactly, because, again, golf has been struggling because no one's really watching golf. And some guys have been playing phenomenal, but, again, there's not the same draw as when Tiger's out there.
And all the players out there today were saying, like, they were checking their phones and having people give them Tiger score every single hole.
This costs them in their pocketbook.
Exactly. Make Sundays great again. Well, speaking of making Sundays great again, the Browns are looking to make a Sunday great for once. It's been too long since this team has won on a Sunday. They have an opportunity against the Chargers. But before we get to that game, let's take a quick look back against the Bengals. Some good, some bad in that game. Gerard, let's start with the good that you took out of it.
Well, one thing I took out of that, DeShone Kizer did not throw an interception. He was careful with the football. He wasn't being just free with it and just letting it go and just not really putting his team in a situation, because as we know, you cannot afford to make the mistakes, and we have a low margin of error. When you have those turnovers, it's going to hurt you immensely. So the fact that he did not have any turnovers and he was able to go up and down a football field and produce a lot of yardage, obviously we need to score in the red zone area, was very impressive in my But what I firmly believe.
Yeah, over 300 yards of offense from him when you combine his passing, his rushing, ran for a touchdown again. Probably should have had a passing touchdown. Corey Coleman would probably think that he should have caught that ball. So let me ask you, Gerard, when you look at DeShone Kizer and you look at the guy who played, you know, let's say the first 4 weeks of the season, including that game the first time around against the Bengals, and the DeShone Kizer you see now, the last four, granted, Jacksonville, tough defense, he had a bad game.
Right.
I think you'd be the first to admit that, but played well against Minnesota, played very well against Detroit, and now played probably his best game against the Bengals. Is that progress in your mind enough to make you think, okay, maybe if we see even more over the final five games, that this kid at 21, who's, you know, played with probably the worst skill position talent in the NFL, who has been benched twice by his coach, who went through a bye week where they were trying to trade the farm for A.J. McCarron, who then goes to Cincinnati and watches the head coach and the owner cavort with A.J. McCarron prior to the game and goes out and has his best game. Does that say something about his toughness and about maybe, like, maybe they stumbled on to something in DeShone Kizer?
Tremendously, because one of the things I always talk about is a need for a player to have the ability to overcome something. In DeShone's case, he's had a plethora to overcome this season. Like you just stated, Nathan, he had a situation which he got benched. How did he respond to that? He came back and made some positive plays. He had another situation when it was just open to everyone that they were trying to replace you. How did he respond to that? The key to anything, I believe, especially with football, is your ability to deal with adversity and how do you respond to it. He didn't respond by putting his hand in his head and start crying and saying, woe is me. He responded by going out there and playing better football. Is this still a work in progress? Yes, it's a work in progress.
Of course.
But one of the things that you do have to appreciate, for a young, inexperienced football player, he has a sense about him in which he doesn't let the bad things hold him down and sit him down. So I'm very impressed with that. And from what I've seen on the football field, you see those flashes. What we need to see more consistent, though, is just the idea of putting drives together and finishing once you get into the red zone area. Because once he gets that down, and he has five games, obviously, to prove that, but if he can get to the point where he's efficient in the red zone like he's been lately from 20 to the other 20-yard line, then he's definitely making a case for himself.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And, you know, I think it's very interesting when you look at, you know, this team and this organization, and you and I have been covering this team for a while
right
now. I can't remember the last time I saw a quarterback improve over the course of a season. It's been a long time,
right,
especially with the young guys that have been out there. They usually have regressed or stalled out or come out. He's actually improved, and for a 21-year-old dealing with what he's dealt with at receiver, I'm excited to see what he's going to get to do now that Gordon's back and Coleman is back. Okay, now we have kind of – and Kenny Britt, by the way, maybe he's back. He kind of looked like the Kenny Britt of old last
week. Exactly. You had a situation where Kenny Britt was making plays, and Coleman as well as Gordon is going to draw attention, and what's that going to do? Well, that's going to cause the offense to open up because you can't just stack guys in a box and shut down a running game and make the football team one-dimensional. So now Hugh Jackson in his mind has to be thinking, my offense can really fluctuate and flow the way I want it to. And with Kizer, you have to think, if I'm still just being conscious that I can't just force balls into situations and places it has no business and just continue to build upon what I've done, because I've faced some tremendous defenses. And Jacksonville makes everyone look suspect, so really don't take that one to heart. But you played against the Vikings and you did a solid job. And the Bengals are no slouches either.
No.
So all those things should build him towards confidence. But the thing that I still go back to, Nathan, is the fact that he's gone through and once, and it's not even a full season yet, what some guys take 4 or 5 years of experience, and he's experienced that in a year as far as being replaced on multiple times, having situations in which he couldn't do anything in the red zone, but yet still find a way to go out there and keep his head up and play in a situation. When you're in an 0-11 football team, everything hurts. Everything seems like it's not in the right place, and you question your identity. But to his credit, he is playing at a higher level, and he has not regressed. I so agree with that, and that is impressive. And you got to really look at this next few weeks and say, if he can get on board with Coleman and Gordon, and they make a connection there, why in the world would you want to disrupt that potential?
Yeah, going forward, you have an opportunity to build around that. He's going to have a tough test this Sunday, and we'll talk about this Chargers team. But let's talk about Josh Gordon. Clearly, Hugh Jackson's excited about it. You know, I don't know where I'm at. I'm excited as a person, but I'm also a little nervous. Guy hasn't played in an NFL game since 2014, a very tough matchup with a Chargers team that hasn't let a receiver even have 70 yards on them since Odell Beckham back in week 5. So this is not, he's not stepping into a cupcake matchup here. What are your expectations for Josh Gordon?
Well, he's facing one of the best DBs in the game as well. So Hayward's no slouch by any stretch of imagination.
No.
If you get AFC Defensive Player of the Month, that's fair to say you're putting in some major work. But my expectations are this, Nathan, that when I look at Josh Gordon, I see a guy that was built to play wide receiver at a high level. So I don't doubt his ability to get things done. The thing that I don't even say I worry about, but my concern is I don't want him to feel like he has to be the savior. Just go out there and be Josh Gordon. Let the game come to you naturally. And this, another part of that is, Deshaun, you have a new weapon out there. Don't force feed the situation as well, because if you're the Chargers, you have to be conscientious of the idea that, yes, you want to establish something with Gordon, but don't force it, because what is that going to do? That's going to make you, in a sense, one-dimensional if they're expecting you to go out there. But I think, again, like I said earlier, with the offense having a situation where you have viable threats on the outside now, you cannot stack the box. And if you can establish the running game and keep a defense off balance because they don't know if you're going to run or pass, that's going to help everybody with his presence.
Yeah, and you certainly have the opportunity to do that this week. The Chargers come in with the 32nd ranked run defense in the NFL, and you want to make sure you're having success on the early downs, because you don't want to be in third and long against
this team
that can bring Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram after you. We've seen some great pass rushers. Really, it's crazy. Minnesota with Griffin, Danielle Hunter, then you go and you've got Calais Campbell and Yannick Ngakoue with the Jags, who wreaked a lot of havoc.
How you said it.
And then now you've got to deal with this duo here of Bosa and Ingram. It's tough, but the Browns are going to have to find a way to keep Kaiser clean if they want to have any chance on Sunday.
And that's the key part. And this is going to be a major challenge for Deshaun, because that's the other issue you could talk about. The release. Are you getting the ball out of your hands fast enough? And you're not going to obviously have the time out there to do that. And from a play calling standpoint, what do? Do you rely solely on three-step drops? Because if you're doing that in five-step, there's not enough time unless you max protect to go deep. So those all those things will play a great consideration to what you do from a play calling standpoint. And that's the beauty, again, of having two guys that can get it done and you're not relying on pressure, because that just puts you in a situation where you can allocate more resources to preventing passes from going deep on you. So it's going to be very interesting to see what Hugh and company comes up with, because on one hand, you definitely want to see what you can do to get the ball in Coleman and Gordon's hands from a vertical standpoint. But the question remains, do you really want to take the chance with Coleman and Drango from a five-step, seven-step standpoint, in which you're just asking for Bosa and company to get the job done in that situation?
Well, on one hand, it's probably good for the Browns. You faced a Minnesota team that has the two good ends, that is a 4-3 defense that gets generates pressure with four guys. You face, you know, the Lions are a 4-3 defense. You face the Bengals are a 4-3 defense. The Jags are a 4-3 defense. And three of those four really get a lot of pressure with only four. So the Browns have practice against that type of
thing.
But there's also a lot of tape now of how they attack defenses that do that for the Chargers. From just a scheme standpoint, in your experience, you know, when you is it easier for a team when you've kind of faced four defenses that are similar in a row when you're getting ready?
Oh, no doubt about it, because the issue becomes your confidence and believing that you can actually compete against certain guys. And, heck, our offensive line can go out there and say, we've had the ability to pass protect. It wasn't like a situation a few years ago, and I know you recall this, when we saw something we thought we'd never see before. We saw a sack giving up on a three-step drop. That has not been the case this year, thank God. But I feel that these guys, because they've seen such high-level competition, you walk in that game saying to yourself, I can get the job done. I've been down this road before. This is not my first start against high-level competition. And, yes, when you're in the NFL, you have respect for your opponents, but they're not going to go out there scared. And even more so, though, the confidence will be there because what you just described, they have faced similar talent and have been able to get the job done for the most part.
Yeah, speaking of a familiar talent, Phil Rivers, seemingly one of the last of a dying breed, has been doing this for a long, long time, playing at a very high level for this Chargers team. You know, what makes him so good? How does he keep doing it? And, you know, how do the Browns, who have up until recently been very good stopping the run, struggle to stop the pass? How do you contain this passing offense with Rivers and Keenan Allen and Tyrell Williams and former Brown Travis Benjamin, Hunter Henry, the backs Gordon Eckler out of the backfield? And Phillip Rivers has got basically a 3-1 touchdown interception ratio at this point.
Well, it's the same thing that we said for their defense applies pressure. If you get pressure on a quarterback, I don't care who you are, be it Phillip Rivers or any other great quarterback, they're going to eventually fold, because that's the whole point, to cause chaos, to cause a situation in which they're uncomfortable. And when quarterbacks are uncomfortable, what do? They make mistakes. So it's going to be imperative that our pass rush gets there. And if we are relying on pressures, that's going to obviously put our defensive secondary in a bad spot, because we've had our struggles, obviously, with some pass coverage situations. So it's going to be imperative, again, that the pass rush comes with the mentality of we have to get the job done and force this offense to become one-dimensional with their running game, in which we shut that down.
Yes, which would be good, but it's interesting. Rivers is under pressure almost 40% of his dropbacks, but he's only been sacked 12 times, fewest in the NFL. His quarterback rating, by the way, around 100 under pressure this year, which is second best in the league. So he's figured out a way, without good play around him, to make things work. And you got it. They not only have to get there, get to him, but seal the deal, get those negative plays. And Myles Garrett, we're going to count on him, I think, a lot to make that happen on Sunday. All right, more of the Hugh Jackson Show coming your way. Coming up tonight, we've got the Papa John's Player Spotlight featuring Browns tight end Seth the Val, brought to you by Papa John's. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. But up next, it's the Hugh Jackson interview, brought to you by Universal Windows Direct. With Universal Windows Direct, you'll be saying, I love my windows. The head coach of the Cleveland Browns next on the Hugh Jackson Show.
Come eat, drink, and party at the best Japanese restaurant in town, Shinto Japanese Steakhouse and Sushi in Strongsville. Enjoy numerous happy hour specials, including Martini Mondays, half-off select sushi on Tuesdays, half-off appetizers on Wednesdays, and half-price bottles of wine on Thursdays. You don't want to miss it. Shinto features award-winning chefs, the highest quality meats and vegetables, and beautiful presentations with knife-flaring fun. Come visit us today on Pearl Road in Strongsville and enjoy the Shinto experience for yourself.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Hey, it's Justin right now. Buy one window, get one free. 0% financing for 36 months and free installation. Plus, get a pair of tickets to go see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the Ghosts of Christmas Eve at the Q, courtesy of Universal Windows Direct. Like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
The best time to get a new Ford is right now. Finish the year strong with friends, family, a little more football, and a brand new Ford. It's the Ford year-end sales event, and it starts with great deals across the entire Ford lineup. Get an amazing lease deal on the stylish Fusion or the versatile Escape with available intelligent four-wheel drive. It's all you need to get through the winter ahead. Treat yourself this holiday with a trip to your local Ford dealer for year-end sales event lease deals.
Browns fans, be sure to buy your favorite team gear, including the new rookie shirt and jerseys, from the Pro Shop at First Energy Stadium. The Browns are now donating 100% of their net proceeds from the Pro Shop at First Energy Stadium's year-round sales to benefit education and youth football in Cleveland through Browns Give Back. Support your team, support your city by purchasing your Browns items from the First Energy Stadium Pro Shop. Open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go Browns!
Hey Browns fans, what's the greatest time of the year? Football season. All the touchdowns, big hits, and of course, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse's sizzling steak. Here's even more reason to cheer. Ruth's Chris is now open at 200 Public Square and offers Ruth's seasonal three-course meal featuring a starter, entree, personal side dish, and dessert starting at just $44.95. Rush in for one of Ruth's signature steaks served sizzling on a 500-degree plate. Reserve your table and cheer on the Browns the right way with a sizzling Ruth's Chris steak. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. This is how it's done.
Speedway is proud to be the official convenience store of the Cleveland Browns. Speedway has everything you need, whether you're tailgating at the stadium or enjoying the game at home. From snacks to soft drinks, delicious food choices, like our fresh-from-the-oven pizza by the slice or fresh-from-the-grill favorites. Speedway has you covered, and only Speedway has the Speedy Rewards card. Cheer on the Browns and count on Speedway all season long.
We're on your way, the convenience stores of Speedway.
This is the Coach Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Back in Berea, Nathan Zagura alongside Gerard Cherry. It's the Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Time now to interview the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson, brought to you tonight by Universal Windows Direct. With Universal Windows Direct, you'll be saying, I love my windows. Coach, heading out to Los Angeles to take on the Chargers this week, traveling on a Friday, something that the team hasn't done other than that London trip. How does that kind of change the week for the guys and for the staff?
Well, I think it gives us an opportunity to get to the venue that we're going to play at and understand it better. The real work for us will have already been done. You know, we normally finish practice on a Friday. We have a mock game on Saturday. We'll still be able to do the same things we do in California, but we'll understand the weather better. We'll understand the time difference better, and we'll get a little bit more acclimated to what Los Angeles will be like.
What stands out to you about this Chargers team that started the season 0-4? They're 5-2 in their last seven, sitting at 5-6 now in the AFC West.
Well, I think that's it. You know, they started off not as well, and they've become hot. You know, they're doing a really good job at playing complementary football, offense, defense, and special teams. Their quarterback's playing well. They're starting to run the football. They're making plays down the field, throwing the ball, and then they have two of the best defensive pass rushers in all of pro football.
Let's talk about those pass rushers, Melvin Ingram, Joey Bosa. They're different, but both very effective. What makes them so good?
Their speed, power, and just overall strength. I mean, these guys are very powerful in their hips. Obviously, Joey Bosa is very long, you know, so he's a different type of rusher than Ingram. But they both are really, really effective at pushing the offensive tackles back off their spot and making the quarterback move. And then they have initial quickness and catch-up speed to be able to get these guys down.
Does it kind of help your offense and going into your game plan that you go back to Minnesota? Minnesota 4-3 can get pressure with four. Then you go to the Jags. They can do the same. The Lions, same thing, 4-3. They don't get as much pressure, but the Bengals, same thing. Does it help to kind of have that stretch of 4-3 defenses in a row as you're putting this plan together?
Oh, absolutely it does. You know, obviously it becomes the matchup game. You know, it's how do you match up against Ingram and Bosa and the other guys that they have on their defensive football team. And I think that's the chess match for us. We got to do a really good job in situational football of understanding when those rushers
players are in there and what they're trying to accomplish.
Since week five, they've given up 4 passing touchdowns. They have 12 interceptions. So they're doing something right on the back end of this defense. Other than Casey Hayward, maybe what really stands out to you about what they're doing?
Well, I think they're playing really good team defense. You know, I think they're playing their coverages extremely well. I think they understand what they're doing. They're trying to force offensive teams to do certain things versus certain coverages. We have to be very smart and not get lulled into that because, again, turnovers is something that changes the game very quickly. So Deshaun's going to have to do a really good job of making sure that he can see the right things and then make the appropriate throws or throw the ball away in certain situations.
And Deshaun did not turn the ball over against the Bengals and really against the Lions. That came very much at the end of the game when the game had been decided. Is that the biggest point of growth that you've seen from him in kind of this last 4 games where he's really started to put together some good games other than that game against that tough Jags defense?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's what it's all about for him. You know, this growth spurt that he's going through right now, I think is very critical to him becoming what we all think he can become. You just said it, he's played some really good defenses. He's played a great defensive football team, and I think he's grew in each and every one of those games, some better than others, but all those experiences will add up for him.
Is this a big test for him?
Oh, absolutely, because this is going on the road in Los Angeles, another long trip against a really good defensive football team that has some really good pass rushers and a really good structure in the secondary on how they do things. So he has to be on top of his game.
Corey Coleman came back 2 weeks ago. He's been your leading receiver since then. Now you get Josh Gordon back this week as well. You know, as a play caller, I'm sure it makes you feel good to know that you have a lot of tricks probably that you had to leave on the sideline that you can bring in now with Gordon and Coleman back.
Oh, absolutely, because they can't tilt the field certain ways. You know, now the field starts to even up a little bit. You know, you got to worry about Corey over here. Oh, you better worry about Josh over there. Oh, the tight end is over here, Duke Johnson. So we're starting to put more playmakers on the field that now the defense has to make sure they know where they are.
All right, take me inside your mind, and then I'm going to ask you to take me inside Deshaun's mind. How do you resist the temptation to just force feed the ball to a guy like Josh Gordon?
It's hard. I'll be very honest with you. It is hard because he is very talented. But at the same time, I know that's what everybody's anticipating we will do. So you got to kind of do something that's a little bit different, but also be smart enough to make sure in order for your offense to be better, to play better, he must touch the football. So we got to be very mindful of how we go about that, and we will.
All right, so same question for Deshaun, and I'm going to kind of phrase it like this. You know, in practice, you go through certain looks against the scout team, and sometimes things can seem so easy. And I'll give an example. That play-action fake against the Jags, the play-action fake, the backside slant to Corey Coleman, worked beautifully in practice that week. Then all of a sudden, a guy like Telvin Smith does what you don't think he's going to do. How do you resist the temptation to say, okay, this has been so easy all week that it's just going to be that easy on Sunday if you're Deshaun? Say, I'm just throwing the ball to Josh Gordon because that seems to work really well.
Right, because then it goes back to, for Deshaun, he's got to make sure that he sees his pre-snap read and then his post-snap read. I mean, that's still playing the position. So he has to do a great job of disciplining himself during the game of seeing the right things and then being able to react.
And one thing that can help him, obviously, is when you get that ground game going, that sets up the play action, sucks the linebackers down. Chargers 32nd against the run. Now, they've done a good job against a lot of individual running backs, but still 32nd against the run. Is that got to be the focus to just kind of wear them down and shorten this game?
Oh, no, it has to be. I mean, we want to keep their offense on the sideline. We want to keep our offense on the field. We want to continue to put ourselves in manageable situations to when we do need to throw the football that we can and do that well. But, again, it's going to be a really tough game. On both sides of the ball for us, but boy, are we looking forward to it.
Yeah, it does get tough when they have the ball. Phillip Rivers and now kind of becoming a dying breed in the NFL, quarterbacks from that era. 20 touchdowns, 7 picks this year. Why is he so good? Because you watch, it seems like the ball's in the air forever. He can't move, yet he never gets sacked. Why is Phillip Rivers so darn good?
I think he's probably seen every defense and everything that people can do to him. He came in the league that way, has played really early, you know, in his National Football League career. And again, it's just extended since then. He has really good skill players that play with him. They do everything they can to try to protect him. They do get that he is the centerpiece of what they do as a football team and as an offense. So they put him in very great situations for him to have success.
Keenan Allen, a guy kind of like Rivers, much more than the sum of his parts because he's not big, he's not fast, he's just good. When you watch him, is it his route running? What stands out about Keenan Allen?
You said it. It's his route running and his ability to make contested catches in small spaces because it doesn't matter. He has a quarterback that will put the ball in spots that he knows that only that Keenan can make that play, and then Keenan comes up with that play.
They have two good running backs that they're using now. Melvin Gordon, who's been very effective all year long, about 1,100 total yards, 10 touchdowns on the season. And then Austin Eckler, who's kind of come out of nowhere, has 150 yards receiving the last 3 weeks. When you have backs who can run it and catch it, how does that stress a defense?
Well, because they're not, you know, trying to be one-dimensional. You know, when you have guys that can, you know, displace the field in different ways, you can turn around and always hand it to those guys, but then you can play action fake and still throw it to them. It makes an offense really effective.
All right, Coach, keys to victory as you go out to L.A. to look for that win this year. You got it over the Chargers last year to do it again this year.
Well, I think what's going to be important for us is to play one of our best football games as a football team. Offense, defense, and special teams, and not playing spurts to start the game as well as we can and finish the game as well as we can. Obviously, turnovers will be a key. This team gets them. We cannot give them away. And then we got to take the ball away from them. That's going to be really important. And I think the real hidden piece of this game will be special teams units. I think we have to win the special teams battle.
You know, are you encouraged by, I know you want the result, everybody wants the result, the W, but, you know, against Detroit, the offense probably played well enough to win. Against Jacksonville, the D probably played well enough to win. Last week, the offense probably played well enough to win. That at least that's coming to the point where now, hopefully, if we can both do it at the same time, we can get that done.
Absolutely, and I won't say it makes me really feel good. What would make me feel good is just to win, absolutely. And I get where you're coming from. But at the same time, yes, I see the pieces starting to happen and starting to take shape. The key is how do you get them all to do it at one time so that you can get that victory.
Indeed. We hope it comes this Sunday. Coach, thanks for the time and good luck against the Chargers.
Thank you very much.
Up next, Ken Carman sits down with Browns tight end Seth DeValve when the Hugh Jackson Show continues on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Hi, gang. Riz here, and the holidays are a stressful time for everybody. Be a great time for you to try Joby's all-natural bee pollen. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and proteins, all in free-range bee pollen. 7 month supply, $99. Comes with a money-back guarantee. 877-300-5632. 877-300-5632. Help yourself this holiday season and try Joby's. All the information you need is at Joby's.com, and happy holidays.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 11 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Hi, gang, Riz here. During this holiday season, I'd like to invite each and every one of you to an Acme Fresh Market for all your holiday grocery needs. My family has enjoyed shopping at Acme for the past 6 years now, and now is the perfect time of year for you to give Acme Fresh Market a try and see why I'm so proud to be a part of the Acme family. And family, by the way, is what it is all about. The Albrecht family, for over 125 years, generation after generation, has been feeding the families of Northeast Ohio. That's no bull, folks. 125 years. Make Acme Fresh Market your headquarters this season. Whether you need a delicious holiday ham or perhaps some certified Angus beef, seafood, remember, that meat department at Acme is second to none. And don't forget, prepared foods, that's the easy way to go for the holidays. The bakery, floral department, and literally everything you need. I invite you to try Acme Fresh Market. On behalf of over 2,000 local associates, have a wonderful holiday season.
Good news travels fast. At Spectrum, we're increasing our starting internet speed to 100 megabits per second. The more devices you use, the more speed and bandwidth you need. It's the fastest starting speed for the price. It's a fact. Our internet is still just $29.99 when bundled. Give us a call at 844-352-2999 for more details. We're talking 100 megabits fast, so you can stream all you can stream, and download, and game. You get the idea. And no data caps. We've unleashed faster speeds for the same great price. The phone company can't touch that. Call 844-352-2999 to see for yourself. We're talking unlimited, no holds barred, 100 megabits internet. Now you can have the fastest starting speeds at the same low price. It's what we do. Spectrum. Call 844-352-2999 now for 100 megabits starting internet speeds. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
He's a three-time Super Bowl champ, and he's just a regular dude. The Next Level with Emmett and Gerard. Weekdays at 3, ESPN 850 WKNR.
This is the Coach Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Browns hit the road yet again. It feels like they've been on the road all year long, but they got to do it at least one more time as they head out to sunny Los Angeles to take on the L.A. Chargers. And you're listening to the Hugh Jackson Show all across University Hospital's Cleveland Browns Radio Network. And to get us set for that game, Seth DeValve joins us on the show. Seth, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I almost said it. I almost said the San Diego Chargers. How many times have you said it?
Oh, gosh, I've said it, and guys around the building have said it quite a bit, too.
Do you have to remind yourself it's Los Angeles or it's whatever?
Yeah, I mean, you grow up hearing it, you know, over and over again, and suddenly it changes you. It's going to take a little while to hit that adjustment.
You're from Connecticut, correct? Massachusetts or Connecticut?
Connecticut.
Is there a big difference between the two states?
Massachusetts has got some pro sports. Connecticut has none. But other than that, they're pretty much the same.
Gosh, I don't even think about Connecticut not having any pro sports.
Yeah, that's why UConn basketball and football are kind of the big, you know, go-to sports in Connecticut.
You were a big UConn fan growing up.
Yeah, my parents went to UConn. Two of my older brothers went there, and I grew up with the school and all that kind of stuff.
That's a really good school, isn't it?
It is. It's a great school. Yeah, it's got a lot of good programs.
Of course, you went to Princeton. What was their record this year?
Ooh, they had a rough ending. I believe they were like 6-4, or something like that.
Yeah,
or right around 500.
Yeah,
they had a very dynamic offense. Scores, you know, in the 50s, a lot of games. The defense had a lot of injuries, and in the end, that's kind of what hurt them.
So, how does the Ivy League work? Like, do you, if you're eligible for the postseason, do you play in the postseason, or is that no?
Not at all.
Not at all?
No. There's a 10-game season where you play 7 Ivy League games and 3 non-conference games. At the end of those 10 games, the best Ivy League record has the Ivy League championship, which, of course, leaves the opportunity for there to be multiple ties.
Okay.
Which, you know, there's been more ties over the years than there's been single winners of the Ivy League. It's more rare these days to have a single winner because it's not one of them usually runs the table. Harvard's done it a couple times. Princeton did it back in 1964. Our 2013 Ivy League championship, while I was there, we actually shared it with Harvard.
No kidding. So that's very exclusive, you know, very better than you, I guess I would have to say, at least me, not you. You're the one who played there. Is it just one of those things like this is academics, this is how we do it here, and I know you're competitive, but it is a different way of doing things.
Yeah, to be completely honest, I don't know why they don't let us play in postseason because basketball does.
Yeah.
Basketball can go win the national championship if they want to. You know, we've been in the March Madness tournament a couple times. I've heard some things. I've never really dug into it deep enough to know the real reason why. I think it has something to do with finals. But, you know, I really don't know. It's been like that for a long time.
Well, because, I mean, these are all high academic institutions. The only thing I would say is that doesn't the basketball season start before finals?
Yeah, I think it starts at the end of October.
Yeah, so it would cross over at some point, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it does. There's no reason, in my opinion, why we shouldn't get to play in the postseason, but it's just been like that for so long, and there's been no change. So.
Who's the president of Princeton?
Chris Eisgruber.
I will see if I can say something to him. I probably won't be able to. Do you pay attention to the D1s? Who do you think should be in the playoff then, right now? Who's your four?
Oh, gosh. Oh, man, you're going to test me.
Yes,
okay.
I am.
Alabama, Clemson.
Alabama should be in as a one loss, even though they lost.
They've been the number one all year.
A lot of fans around here about that.
It could get some people upset, huh? I think Alabama, Clemson, Auburn, and
so Auburn will beat Georgia in the SEC championship game.
Yeah, they've knocked off 2 number ones. I mean,
yeah, but that one of them was Georgia. That's hard to do that back to back.
Yeah, I don't know. Auburn's looking really good. That game will determine it, I think Wisconsin.
Whew, so Wisconsin's going to beat Ohio State, is what you're saying? Boy, all right.
Well, you're telling me right now, right? You're asking me today.
Do you have a Twitter account by any chance?
I do. People are probably going to be a little upset.
You know what? I'm not going to share it right now. We'll let anybody else go ahead and find it.
It's pretty easy to find.
I got to tell you, Seth. there's a lot of people going, well, Ohio State's going to really put it to Wisconsin, and then Ohio State's going to get a chance to go, man, I've watched every single Wisconsin game there is this year. It's going to be close. I think Wisconsin can get them, too.
I will say this. It's more of a toss-up this year than maybe the last, two or three years we've been doing this playoff thing?
Yeah.
This is the biggest toss-up that there's been. I think, there's probably eight teams that are more probably in their own opinion that say, hey, we should be in this.
Would you switch it to eight? Because I still say no, because if you win the SEC, then you play three playoff games. That would put you at 16 games. That's as many as the pros do in their regular season, which the league minimum salary is about six times more than what Ohio State would spend on one average player. I mean, that's a little bit of a problem.
Yeah, I think there's pros and cons. I mean, a lot of those, supposedly, a lot of those guys playing in those games will be playing on Sundays someday.
Yeah.
And, that could be a little bit of a bridge, so to speak, getting used to that sort of thing. But at the same time, the college system and the college coaches would have to adjust to that a little bit, because they coach and practice for a 12-game season, whereas they're not taking care of their guys quite as well as the pros do on a 16-game season, in my opinion, from what I've seen.
Yeah.
I think there's no reason why you couldn't go to eight teams, but you'd have to adjust. I mean, I think a coach who thinks that their squad's got a good chance to go that far, they're going to coach for a 16-game season from the get-go. So, let's do it. It'll be fun.
Seth the Valve joining us on the show. Okay, you've been to London.
Yeah.
You'll be going to Los Angeles. Uh-huh. What's your favorite vacation you've ever been on?
Wow. Probably the Bahamas.
Okay.
We stayed at, this was my honeymoon, actually.
Nice.
But it's really the first time I've been to like a tropical vacation or a Caribbean vacation. We stayed at the Cove Resort on Paradise Island. It was pretty great.
Yeah.
It was a nice little getaway.
Where would you like to travel to? Because the Browns are well traveled this year. Where would you like to go to?
And play?
Not even play, just be. Just
vacation?
See. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I really want to go to the Maldives. In the it's this little island in the Indian Ocean. They've got the hotels there are these little overwater bungalow type things where you can see it down into the ocean from your room, and your stairs literally go down into the water.
Wow.
I mean, it's halfway around the world. It would be probably a 20-something hour flight.
Well, it would be worth it. I just heard my producer, mouthed, awesome. He's seen it or been there or
no,
something
No, I've
like
never
that.
Been there, and I probably can't go just yet. But one of these days, I'm going to get to the Maldives.
Well, you've only been married for so long. Before you have kids, you're going to have to go.
Oh, it's going to have to be before kids. Yeah, I'll be here shortly, probably.
Yeah.
Probably the next couple of years I'll get over there.
I was like, yeah, I've been to Niagara Falls. And that's about it. So,
I haven't been too many extravagant places, but I'd like to go. I mean, I got the pick anywhere, so that's my pick.
That's fantastic. Okay, going up against this Chargers defense, it is no joke. We'll finally get the football here. It is no joke. They haven't given up many passing. I think they've given up four passing touchdowns since week four.
Yeah.
How do you find some separation?
there's always ways. We come in, we watch the tape. We're going to have to be good with ball handling, getting stuff out on time, getting stuff out on rhythm. And then when we get the chance to have man-to-man, win. We got guys who can do that. And like every week, it's a good test. I mean, everybody in the NFL can win on any given Sunday, and everybody's good. So, we'll go out there and play hard, and we're putting together a good plan right now.
Going up against a team like the Chargers, kind of in the same spot where they're trying to build, they have a very, I don't want to say very old quarterback, a veteran quarterback, though, one of the better ones.
Yeah.
Do you see any similarities between their team on tape and what you see on with your team on tape?
In our own right, we're kind of different teams, I would say. Mm-hmm. Defensively, our team's schemes are a little different. Similar shape, but a little bit different mentality. Offensively, you know, they've got a veteran quarterback. We're rolling with a rookie quarterback. You know, Rivers kind of throws it sidearm these days. Jason's got a big arm. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't speak too much about their offense, but yeah, I think it's two kind of teams playing a little different styles. You know, West Coast, a little bit of East Coast on this side, kind of clashing over there in Los Angeles.
Can it be a little bit difficult on the hands catching a Deshaun pass? He seems to really want to roast it in there a lot.
You know, it's not bad. In my opinion, a hard-thrown football with a nice spiral on it is not hard to catch.
Yeah.
It's the ones that come in that are a little wobbly, or sometimes they even tailspin a little bit, like you're throwing a screwball or something.
The lefty maybe would throw to you?
Yeah, it can happen either way. It all kind of depends on the quarterback. But, no, he throws a very catchable ball, and he's shown a lot of improvement the last couple of weeks, in my opinion, of making various throws of various intensities, knowing when, you know, it's got to be driven, knowing when he can kind of put some touch on it.
So you notice that yourself as a receiver?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
because we think we notice some of the stands. We don't. You're a better gauge than we are.
Yeah, he's definitely made some adjustments, and he'll tell you. Yeah. He'll tell you. He's definitely made some adjustments from the beginning of the season. As he's kind of settled in, I think, in terms of, I've noticed it on his deep balls, you know, like early in the year, he tried to be perfect every time. And it's great to chase perfect throws. You know what I mean? But deep perfect throws are difficult. Sometimes you got to put a little touch on it, let your guy run under it. And even if it's a little underthrown, the DB doesn't know where it is. You know what I mean? You give your guy a chance to go high point it, those sort of things. He's kind of, I think, giving guys a little bit more of a chance to make a play. And we've connected on more, you know. So that's an adjustment he's made, and it's helped. It's helped everybody.
Did you get hurt against Cincinnati on Sunday?
No. I got my eye poked.
Your eye poked?
Yeah. It's not. No, I'm not hurt, but I had to come out briefly so I could make sure I could see. It's kind of important.
It is important. Seth, thank you very much for the time. Good luck on Sunday.
All right, thank you.
That was tonight's Papa John's Player Spotlight, brought to you by Papa John's. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. We'll be back with more, including some fantasy football and a special message from a Northeast Ohio high school standout when the Hugh Jackson Show continues all along the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Huntington presents How to Choose a Banker.
You two bankers have car trouble, huh? Well, I only got room in my truck for one of you. So let me ask you this. What does your bank think about overdraft fees?
At Huntington, 24-hour grace gives you until the next day to fix the overdraft and avoid the fees.
My bank hits you with the overdraft fee immediately, which gives you as many days as you want to think about your mistake.
Do I even need to say I'll be taking the Huntington banker?
We're not those other banks. Huntington, welcome. 24-hour grace does not apply to return fees. Learn more at Huntington.com/grace. Member FDIC.
How beautiful is Cree LED lighting? Crisp, brilliant, as gorgeous as the timbre of my voice, my voluptuous voice. Feel it filling your ears, giving shape and sweet meaning to the ordinary. You can't buy my voice, but you can buy Cree LED lighting. Cree, light a better way. Learn more at Cree.com.
Hey, Browns fans, what's the greatest time of the year? Football season. All the touchdowns, big hits, and of course, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse's sizzling steak. Here's even more reason to cheer. Ruth's Chris is now open at 200 Public Square and offers Ruth's seasonal three-course meal featuring a starter, entree, personal side dish, and dessert starting at just $44.95. Rush in for one of Ruth's signature steaks served sizzling on a 500-degree plate. Reserve your table and cheer on the Browns the right way with a sizzling Ruth's Chris steak. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. This is how it's done.
Want to be in the know? Tune in to the Hugh Jackson Show presented by State Farm every Friday at 7:30 on News 5.
We got to do the things that help you win. We got to eliminate the penalties. When we're down there, we got to finish drive. We got to catch the ball better.
Watch Nathan Segura and Coach Jackson break down plays from the previous week and look ahead to the Sunday matchup. Also see Dustin Fox and Matt Wilhelm's exclusive interviews with Sunday's playmakers.
Got to make those plays. I mean, that's what pro teams do. You got to get better at it.
The Hugh Jackson Show every Friday at 7:30 on News 5.
Need professional color advice for your painting project? Our Sherwin-Williams in-home color consultants are professionally trained to create a custom color palette that fits your decorating style, all in the comfort of your home. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store has everything you need to bring your dream to reality. Schedule an in-home color consultation by visiting your Sherwin-Williams store today. To find your perfect color and the very best paint, ask Sherwin-Williams at your neighborhood store or visit SherwinWilliams.com today.
Come eat, drink, and party at the best Japanese restaurant in town, Shinto Japanese Steakhouse and Sushi in Strongsville. Enjoy numerous happy hour specials, including Martini Mondays, half-off select sushi on Tuesdays, half-off appetizers on Wednesdays, and half-price bottles of wine on Thursdays. You don't want to miss it. Shinto features award-winning chefs, the highest quality meats and vegetables, and beautiful presentations with knife-flaring fun. Come visit us today on Pearl Road in Strongsville and enjoy the Shinto experience for yourself.
This is the Coach Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospital's Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Well, welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show on the Cleveland Brown, the University Hospital's Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Want to come back? It's a special time of year, especially here in north in the state of Ohio for high school football. A lot of people get playing this weekend for the state championship. We want to wish all the high school football teams across the state of Ohio good luck this weekend in those games, and to wish you luck. Here's a special message from former mentor Cardinals standout and current Chicago Bears quarterback Mitch Trubisky to his mentor Cardinals competing for the state title Friday night.
I don't want to talk about it too much because the least I talk about it, the better they do. But I got a lot of love for my hometown and what they're doing. They're playing the state final this weekend, and we've been there a couple times, come up short, but it means a lot to me that they're back there, especially since my little brother's on the team. So I'm pulling for Coach Trevisano and the Mentor Cardinals really hard. I'll be watching really close Friday. I wish if there was a way I could get there, I would definitely be there. I'm not a prediction guy, but I got a good feeling about this one.
Yeah, I like that. When a guy from your school makes it in the league, number two overall pick in the draft, and still coming out, showing a little love to Mentor.
He's not that far removed from being at Mentor as well.
No.
So that carries weight. The fact that his brother's on the football team. And when you have situations where you can witness and touch greatness and instead on that personal level, it helps guys get motivated and fired up and say, you know what, if Mitch made it, I can do some damage as well. So it definitely is a motivating factor when you have a guy who's from your hometown giving you a shout-out, has made it to the league, and is in the process of trying to do some major damage in his own right.
And when you're in high school playing for a state, that is like –
that's huge.
That is the biggest thing in your life.
All right, that is your life.
It is your life. Yeah, so good luck to everybody competing for those Ohio State Championships this weekend. All right, fantasy football, a lot of you trying to get in the playoffs. It's week 13. You've got to get in. Here are three guys to start for you. Let's go with quarterback Jared Goff against Arizona.
Cal product.
Goff's a Cal product, like my adopted son. I love this guy. I loved him going into the draft, and he hasn't let me down. I made him the start of the week twice. He's given you 7 touchdowns in those games, so let's go with him again against the Cardinals. He's thrown for 300 yards with multiple scores in 3 of his last 4 games, and Arizona has allowed multiple quarterback touchdowns in 3 straight games as well. At running back, the peacemaker, Marshawn Lynch, is channeling his beast mode days of late. He's got 3 touchdowns in his last 3 games, coming off of a great game overall with 111 total yards and a score against the Broncos. And the Giants starting Geno Smith this week, they have not been good against the run. A back has 100 or more total yards or a touchdown in 3 of the last 4 against them. And then at wide receiver, you know, we've had some ups and downs at this position. It's a tough one because they got to score touchdowns. So I'm just going to give you somebody who is going to give you a return on your investment. Adam Thielen, who has become maybe the second best wide receiver in the NFL behind only Antonio Brown. Certainly he's there statistically. He's gotten 16 or more PPR points for you in 5 straight games. He has at least 89 yards receiving in 4 straight games. He scored in 3 of those 4, and he has 100 or more with a touchdown in 2 of those 4. And if there's one area to attack the Falcons pass defense, it is by the slot receiver. I have a feeling you'll be feeling Thielen this week. All right, time now to go around the league. And I mentioned in there, I slid it in there. By the way, real quickly, Jared Goff. A year ago at this time, people were saying that the Rams had made the biggest blunder in the world. They had blown it all. And look at where he is now. He had played more college football than DeShone Kizer. He's older than DeShone Kizer. He didn't show any of the signs of improvement. Now, new staff, new weapons, they addressed that for him. But do you think people are maybe premature in their crowning of quarterbacks. Now, Carson Wentz certainly looks like the real deal, but now Dak without Ezekiel Elliott certainly looks human all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. And also just to say, this guy stinks, because if you remember last year, a lot of people thought Jared Goff absolutely stunk, and now here he is atop the NFC West presiding over the hottest offense in the NFL.
Right, and the thing with Jared was that he was in a situation where I felt that Fisher was not on board with the idea of playing a rookie in the first place, because that puts your job in jeopardy if you're a coach trying to save your job, because the mindset is, if I'm playing a rookie, likelihood we're not going to win that many games. So I didn't feel that he was fully on board with that, and from that standpoint, the development didn't take place. He has a quarterback, a head coach that's quarterback friendly.
Oh, yes.
Now you're seeing a situation where he's starting to blossom. So those relationships matter. So I guess the difference for Deshaun is this. He's in a situation where he has a coach that's known as a guru who played the position. Those option, but he played the position, and he has familiarity with developing guys in Hugh Jackson. But I will say this. Yes, you can write a guy's obituary way too soon at the quarterback position. It's about what's around him. The quarterback is a needs-based position. Though they get all the credit and they get all the blame, the point of the matter is this. If you don't have parts and pieces around you, especially at the receiver position, good luck trying to get the job done.
Real fast. Eli Manning. Do you think this was handled well, and where does he play next year?
Well, when the 49ers let Joe Montana go, that put in my
that
mind.
That hurt me as a child. I became a Kansas City Chiefs fan. Joe Montana, Marcus Allen took that Chiefs team to the AFC Championship.
So when you let the greatest of the time go, that tells you everything you need to know right there, that anyone can have it happen to them. And I will say this, I think it's going to fire Eli up to play at a higher level once he gets another opportunity and chance with another football team.
I think we'll see him with the Jacksonville Jaguars reunited with Tom Coughlin and that great defense next year. I think he still wants that fire. You saw him. He looked like he was about to be moved to tears. All right, when we come back, stock up, step down, step up, and we get our final thoughts for you as we get ready for the Browns and the Chargers in Los Angeles. It's the Hugh Jackson Show all along the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Minutemen HR and Staffing, Cleveland-based, family-owned for nearly 50 years. They're looking for 50 people to fill open positions at one of Cleveland's premier call centers. Call center positions are full-time. They offer great starting pay, excellent benefits, and performance incentives. Previous experiences preferred. Call Michelle Smith, 440-285-0285 for an immediate interview. That's Michelle, 440-285-0285 for an immediate interview for some of these great positions with Minutemen.
Ring in the holiday season with one of Cleveland's most celebrated communities, Lakewood. Light Up Lakewood 2017, sponsored by First Federal Lakewood and presented by Lakewood Alive, takes place on Saturday, December 2nd in Lakewood's downtown district along Detroit Avenue. It's a festive celebration from 4 to 8 p.m. featuring a holiday parade, lighting ceremony, winter fireworks, live music, ice carvings, and plenty more. For full details about Light Up Lakewood 2017, visit lakewoodalive.org. That's lakewoodalive.org.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Hey, it's Hammer, and right now, buy one window, get the next one free, 0% financing for 36 months, free installation, plus a pair of tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra, The Ghosts of Christmas Eve at the Q, courtesy of Universal Windows Direct. And like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
Don't buy something just because it's on sale. This is Robin Trzynski of the Original Mattress Factory. If you get excited when you hear about that special half-off mattress sale, this is your wake-up call. Stop and ask yourself, half off of what? Most mattress retailers completely make up their standard everyday pricing and just pretend to give you a deal to get you to buy. At the Original Mattress Factory, we don't play those games. We have never had a sale, and we don't intend to start now. Instead, we offer our best possible price to every customer, every day. Why? Ethics. Typical mattress sales don't fit our values. We believe in being transparent and also want to give our customers time to shop around and compare. You shouldn't be pressured into buying by the end of the weekend or even the day. You should take your time and purchase only when you're ready and able to do so. So save at least 50% of your time and 100% of your sanity and shop with us. The Original Mattress Factory. Great beds, no bull.
Browns fans, be sure to buy your favorite team gear, including the new rookie shirt and jerseys, from the Pro Shop at First Energy Stadium. The Browns are now donating 100% of their net proceeds from the Pro Shop at First Energy Stadium's year-round sales to benefit education and youth football in Cleveland through Browns Give Back. Support your team, support your city, by purchasing your Browns items from the First Energy Stadium Pro Shop, open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go Browns!
Tony Grossi, your Browns insider. Hey, Tony joins the insiders Mondays and Fridays at 5 on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Watershed Distillery has been making honest Midwest spirits right here in Ohio since 2010. Owners Dave and Greg quit their jobs, swapped out their suits for jeans and t-shirts, and started distilling. Their bourbon and other local spirits have that same attitude. Watershed Bourbon is now available at liquor stores throughout Cleveland. Nathan Zagura, Gerard Cherry, it's the Hugh Jackson Show all along the University Hospitals, Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Time for Stock Up and Step Up. Gerard, who is your Stock Up player?
My Stock Up player is Kenny Britt, and the reason why he's my Stock Up players that I saw Kenny show some flashes of what I believe he's capable to do on a regular basis.
Yeah, mine's going to be the guy who got Kenny Britt the ball and showed those flashes of the guy who had 1,000 yards with the Rams last year, and that's DeShone Kizer. I thought he threw with anticipation. He protected the football and had what should have been his best game. He would have had a quarterback rating about 110 if Corey Coleman catches that ball and he gets the touchdown on the ledger. Just shows you a little bit of a funny system that they have with that quarterback rating,
no doubt.
Certainly his best game there. All right, who needs to step up for the Browns to get that elusive first victory over the Chargers?
Well, my step-up guy is going to be Kenny Britt again. And the reason why I was brief on my first answer is because I wanted to explain the following. You're in a position, Kenny, where you can do this on a regular basis. I believe you have the talent.
No
it's
doubt.
A question of will and desire to go out there and do it. And if you figure that a lot of attention will be paid to Gordon and Coleman, you could create a scenario when you have the three men on the wide receivers on the football field where you'll be the guy who will get the least guy. And what does that mean? That means you'll be in a situation where you should exploit that player and do your job. So he needs to step up when these situations present itself.
I'm going to go with the offensive line of the Browns. Step up. You need to pave the way to run like you did against the Cincinnati Bengals, and you've got to keep Ingram and Bosa off of your young quarterback, DeShone Kizer. It is the Browns and the Chargers. Our coverage on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network begins at noon on Sunday. That's right. It's that late game on the left coast. Ken Carman and Gerard Cherry with the Cleveland Browns kickoff. And then at 2 o'clock, it's Cleveland Browns game day. Tony Rizzo, Ken Carman, and Matt Wilhelm will take you up until kickoff, 4.05 p.m. Eastern. Jim Donovan, Doug Deacon, and Nathan Zagura. Hey, that's me down on the sideline. All right, Gerard, real quickly, final thought.
Yeah, just go out there and make it happen. Do not get panicked by the situation with how good they are.
All right, for our producer, Meredith Kane, executive producer, Jason Gibbs, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to the Hugh Jackson Show on the Cleveland Browns University Hospitals, Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Memories, they're the most important things we bring back with us when we travel. And whether we're barking in the dog pound or smack dab in the middle of enemy territory, the memories we create last a lifetime. Cleveland Hopkins International Airport has lower fares and more flights to where you want to go the most, including Las Vegas, LA, New Orleans, Miami, and 8 more destinations in Florida. So go on, take a vacation. Who knows what kind of memories you'll pack up and bring home. Less fare, more there. CLE, going places.
As a team, I think that our mission is to have a really good defense and have an offense that complements that.
Catch Browns Countdown presented by Elk and Elk on Sundays at 11 a.m. on News 5 for exclusive footage inside practices, mic'd ups, and interviews you won't see anywhere else.
Well, the city and this team has always been really special to me. And it's where I started my career, and I've always wanted to end my career here, and I've always wanted to build a championship team here.
Browns Countdown, exclusively on News 5, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Folks, shopping for engagement rings can be tricky because you don't really know what your girl likes. Believe me when I tell you. No matter what your budget is, no matter what you... Folks, guys, you got to get a ring that she likes. This is where Josh Bookman and his team come in. They ask you a series of questions, help narrow down the decision from hundreds of rings to maybe one or two. What does she do for a living? Does she tend to dress up or does she prefer to stay casual? Does she wear a lot of jewelry? Simple things like this will help Josh find the perfect ring for your fiancé-to-be. This is just another thing that they do at Bookman to make you comfortable, to make the experience pressure-free. Josh and his team are there to guide you all along the process. Guys, trust the Bookmans. Christmas is coming up, holidays. Maybe you are thinking about getting engaged. Guys, if you are, it's time to go Bookman. They're at 8803 Brexhill Road in Brexhill, right at like 82 and 21, and online, bookmanandson.com. Remember, they are family-owned and operated, and their name is on the door. Bookman.
I don't like to talk about the past a lot, but I think we have to understand where we've been and what we're trying to get to and just how much work it's going to take to get there. If you continue to work hard, it gives you the best opportunity. It doesn't mean you're going to win. It just means it gives you an opportunity. But now we feel that we have a better roster. We've made huge jumps and strides on defense. I think we're making huge strides on offense, and now we got to go try to take this to the next level.
Thanks for listening to the Coach Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
The University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network on ESPN 850 WKNR is brought to you by thelandondemand.com. Full show podcasts, classic segments from WKNR history, and a live video feed from inside the studio available now. Go to thelandondemand.com for more details, including a special military discount. That's thelandondemand.com. The worldwide leader lives in Cleveland. This is ESPN 850 WKNR Cleveland. The worldwide leader lives in Cleveland. This is ESPN 850 WKNR.